Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, June 8th, in the year 1830, the Barbadian newspaper carried the second annual report of the Association for Aiding the Education of Poor Children of Color in the Parish of Christ Church, dated May 31st, 1830, and signed by Mr. George Roberts, Secretary of the Association. The background to education in colonial Barbados would reveal that education was always exclusive, a treasured commodity from which only the well-to-do benefited. Historian the late F.A. Hoyes reported that access to education for the well-to-do even extended to going to England at age 12 for better instruction, while historian Professor Sir Hilary Beckles asserted that education was an advantage, a privilege, evidence of the right to freedom, which initially did not extend to the disenfranchised children of poor whites, colored and black members of the society. With some progress, the first public school for colored boys was opened in 1818, and the following year, the Boys' Central School was established in Bridgetown to cater to colored boys, the vision being, quote, to educate, clothe, and board two children from each parish, end quote. This school later became known as Combermere School, a tribute to Governor Lord Combermere and the great contribution he made in ensuring that this school was founded. He even laid the cornerstone of the building. The report of the committee was a positive one and indicative of the progress made on behalf of the children whom they were assisting. Through the work of the committee, the children were being educated, housed, and clothed. The benevolence of the Christchurch Vestry in committing to the annual sum of £10 was also an encouraging factor, together with donations from public entities and individuals, which greatly assisted in the work. Committee Secretary George Roberts optimistically reported, and I quote, "The benefits anticipated from the establishment of a colored school in the parish, your committee feels much pleasure in stating, have been fully realized," end quote. He based this realization on the change in behavior and aptitude of the children who were now reading their prayer books. On behalf of the committee, Mr. Roberts expressed appreciation to Mr. Lynch, the master, for his unwearied diligence and zeal in instilling standards of good behavior. He also made special mention of the Right Reverend, the Lord Bishop of the Diocese, William Hart Coleridge, for his support. History has credited Bishop Coleridge with being responsible from his 1825 arrival in Barbados with being the catalyst for the progressive movement related to reforming education and religion. Therefore, on this day, June 8th in the year 1830, the annual report of the Committee of the Association for Aiding the Education of Poor Children of Color in the Parish of Christ Church was published in the Barbadian, highlighting the continuation of over 200 years of division in all areas of society, including education.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.